I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1338. Step one, die. When I started preaching through the book of Ephesians last month, I spent some time in that very first sermon on just the first two verses. They seem to be throwaway words, overlooked, unimportant, but nothing could be further from the truth. In those opening lines, the old apostle addresses in his letter people who are called saints who are in Ephesus. So in the message, I talked about the meaning of the word saint. After the service, a young lady approached me in the atrium, and she said she used to go to a Catholic school, and she was really, really excited for the opportunity to take a class that was titled, How to Become a Saint. She was excited, that is, until the first day when the teacher said, Do you want to know how to become a saint? Step one, die. That dampened her enthusiasm just a bit. So let's talk. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us your life and my life is to be all about loving God and loving others. And that has saint written all over it, friends. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live his life of love through us? I think we get confused about the word saint pretty easily. We often think it's only for the super duper 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 spiritual people, those rare human beings who seem to be in tune with God 24/7. They talk in hushed whispers. They only do good always. They never get upset, and they kind of have a glow about them. But that's not a saint. That's a myth. Thanks be to God. The word saint is hagios in the Greek, and it means a state of persons or things that are closely related to or belonging to God. Or another way to put it is holy. Things that are set apart for God's purposes. They're dedicated. They're sacred. So how did we get so confused about this word? Compton's Encyclopedia helps us to understand where we went with this. The word saint has undergone a significant change in meaning during the approximately 2,000 years of Christianity. In the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, it applies to any Israelite. In the New Testament, its meaning is similar, referring to any Christian. Basically, as the Apostle Paul noted in his epistle to the Romans, the word refers to anyone who is set apart from others for God's service. By the second century, however, the meaning was changed to its modern concept. A saint became one who was almost heroic in stature, defending the faith, or someone who has done exceptionally great deeds. Paying respect to the saints began with the practice of paying honor to those who died as a result of persecution. They were called martyrs. The term originally just means witness. But veneration of a martyr first took place in these areas where martyrdom first occurred, and power was permitted for veneration by the bishops only. Saints who were not martyrs, such as Mary, the mother of Jesus, were not venerated until about the 4th century. The authority to declare a person a saint in the Roman Catholic Church is reserved for the Pope. Okay, can you see how far we've come with this word? For our purposes here at T2G, if you're a follower of Jesus, you are a saint. You are set apart, dedicated for his service, not by your merits, but by his. And that's a great privilege that comes with a great responsibility. So here's the great question. What is it about your life that is obvious to others that you are set apart for loving God and loving others? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, give us the strength and the grace to live our lives like the famous saints, filled with love for you and for everyone we meet. God, help us to follow the path of kindness and compassion and selflessness, just as the famous saints did. Help us to strive to emulate their unwavering faith and dedication to you no matter what. Give us the wisdom to see your presence in every person we meet and the courage to love them as you've loved us. Guide us in our journey to become more like the great saints of the faith. Help us to be like the saints we already are because of Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1339. And in the meantime, saints is not a football team. Well, it is, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's the people of God, you and me. Are we perfect? No. Are we in process? Absolutely. Learning to T2G helps us to be the saints that we are, helps the truth of our being, we are saints, to match the way of our being in our everyday lives. I'm so glad that when it comes to being a saint, we don't have to start with step one, die.